This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Our spring and summer months were certainly warm as growers across the Northwest dealt with some degree of drought, but the months ahead could see more of that trend. Washington State climatologist Dick Bond says it's a time of year many of us are looking for some level of relief.
This is the time of year we can look forward to the onset of the fall rains. And what's kind of interesting about that is it's highly variable about when they're going to start. Sometimes they start around Labor Day, sometimes well into October before they really get going. And that can be a big deal for a lot of interests, everything from water managers to wildlife and, of course, the agricultural interests.
Bond says many ask at this time of year whether to expect an El Nino or a La Nina kind of winter.
Those are the sort of things we look at because while they don't absolutely dictate the weather, they do load the dice or stack the deck, whatever casino analogy you'd like to use, towards one kind of weather or another.
Bond says the El Nino winters are typically warmer than average with a lower snowpack, while La Nina winters that we've experienced the past two winters are usually a little cooler and wetter than normal. However, he warns his prediction of an El Nino this year is no reason to panic. Listen tomorrow for more on the Northwest weather we can expect in the months ahead.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.